Connection brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. A little preview of our topic for our Community Connection this morning.
Talking with the announcer for Green Country Rodeo, Tim Fuller. And Tim, for folks that have not been to Green Country Rodeo, we are nearly guaranteeing them that they're going to have a great time, right?
They are going to have a great time. It's the 14th annual. They've been doing it 14 years. And the Ranch Rodeo Board, they know how to do it, and they know how to do it right.
This is somewhat different when we talk ranch rodeo compared to what people may say for PCRA rodeo. These are the actual jobs that are done every day, 365 or so days a year on nearly every ranch in Oklahoma.
Yes, sir, they are. And there's going to be 18 of the top ranches that come in, and they represent different parts of Oklahoma. It is a WRCA, which is the Working Ranch Cowboys Association.
How does somebody get tickets for the Green Country Rodeo?
Well, you can get them at a lot of different locations. Claremore Expo Center, you can pick them up there in Claremore. Reed Veterinary Clinic. You can also get them at Mid-America Farm and Ranch.
Time and dates for the rodeo this year?
April 26th at 7 o'clock and April 27th at 6 o'clock, but also during the day on the 27th, they're going to have the Junior Ranch Rodeo and the Working Ranch Horse Competition, and you won't want to miss a minute of the action.
And to tell us more about what's going on, it is Lester Gagan. And to help me out with this one this morning, Lester, I see it, and we mentioned it on the commercial, 14 years this has been going on. Somebody had a great idea when you started it.
Yeah, we did. I tell you, this has been a fun, been a fast 14 years. This is 14 years I've done this with you, so...
Yeah.
We've got to know each other pretty well over the years, and we're excited. This is a bigger rodeo than we've ever held. We're going to have 20 teams this year, and also this year we've added what we call the Ranch Horse, Midwestern Ranch Horse Competition, where there'll be 30 horses in it, and it's a new event. AQA backs it quite a bit, and so we've added that to our events on Saturday morning from 8 to probably 11. Then we have our JRRA Junior Ranch Rodeo, from 11 to about 3, and then our big rodeo starts at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Bring the family, spend the whole day.
Yes, we're expecting a large crowd, number one, because we got more teams, but it's really been advertised well and on social media and everything else, and obviously our radio, favorite radio station is carrying it. So we got teams from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas this year.
Okay.
Majority of them are from Oklahoma, not that we're partial, it's just... It's basically an Oklahoma-based rodeo.
They're close by. I would expect more teams from close by than from out there.
Well, the closer you get to teams, the more crowd you'll have to rodeo. But the ones from Kansas are very supportive. We've got three or four teams from Kansas and a couple from Texas, and so you know the Texas they'll bring some crowd. But our trade show is just we have just had a tremendous amount of inquiries and fill that thing up. So
the trade show has been a big part of it for 14 years too.
It 14 years, yes, and it's became more and more popular. You know, we have some guys that go to the what they call the WRCA Champion Rodeo in Amarillo, Texas every year. It's a championship. We've got three or four vendors that said they sell more at our rodeo in two nights and they do the whole 4 or 5 days out there. So We draw a crowd, but we draw buyers.
Yeah, and that's important to your exhibitors, so that they know that when they're coming, that the people are not only interested and they're going to ask good questions because they want to know, but they're ready to buy.
Yeah, right. And Courtney Gagan, who runs that part of the vendor show, has been doing it for 14 years.
Okay.
Does a tremendous job of diversifying and getting different types of stuff in there for sale. And so, you know, we've had a crew that's been with us for 14 years, Hannah Bodie, Barbie and Jerry Wright, Courtney and myself, and then Shannon Adcock's been with us about 7 or 8 years. So we have a real consistency of what we do, and each other knows what they're going to do. So that's why that thing probably runs so smooth.
Well, you've got people who get along. I think I hear those names associated with a lot of different events. They seem to work well together.
You know, we have a great community that supports a lot of things we do. This rodeo is held in Claremore, but the reason we hold it there is because they have a large facility that'll handle the trade show and the rodeo ground right next to each other.
It's well set up. It's easy to get to, and whether you're coming in from, you know, on I-44 or whatever, just a couple of turns and you're right there.
Yeah, and they have a lot of hotel accommodations. You know, we booked the La Quinta Inn as our host hotel, because it's close by and it's a new one, but I mean, that thing will be sold out Friday and Saturday night. You can't get a room there. But they've got a lot of new motels and hotels in Claremore, and we're hoping maybe someday that Barsville will build something big enough to accommodate us. And, you know, we draw 1,500 to 2,000 people every night. We think if it was in Barsville, we'd probably draw 3,000 because it's this is a big, big crowd.
Sure.
And a lot of the teams come from right here in Barsville.
And I know a lot of the folks that that are the ranches that are participating are certainly Bartlesville area ranches. That as I look at some of the names that I recognize, I say, well, you know, they're just down the road. You know.
Yeah, we have Osage County, Nowata County, and Washington County, and Rogers County. That's a majority of the team. Then we have a few down south, Sand Springs and stuff. So.
Well, it's nice to have, you know, the local favorites because, like you said, those are people are going to go see. But it's nice to see some out-of-town folks that I haven't seen this guy before. Let's see what he can do.
Right. This year we're on that ranch horse competition on Saturday night. They're going to have what they call a ride-off. The junior champion and the senior will ride off at the very end of the rodeo because we have about 25 minutes there. It's an open time, so... We're going to let them do the write-off on Saturday night. And that'll be pretty interesting because there'll be two outstanding horses doing the write-off. So the crowd will enjoy that.
That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I want to spend a good amount of time on the rodeo itself, but let's finish up on the trade show here just a little bit. Vendors that are coming in, are they there are nationwide vendors or a lot of them coming in just from, you know?
You know, we have one vendor coming in from Alpine, Texas.
Okay.
And at Alpine, Texas, you go to the end of Texas and turn right.
That's about right.
Yeah, Alpine is a long way. We've got them coming from Missouri, Kansas, of course, Texas, I just said, Arkansas. Yeah. So, and we've gained I don't know how many new vendors this year, but some very interesting things that there's going to be at the show that we've never had before. So we're really excited. And then our local vendors, you know, we've got several of our local vendors that's been with us 14 years. One of them... well-known here is Mike Emerson, who makes some of the finest spurs there is, and he's been involved in with our rodeo for 14 years, so Mid-America Feeds, you know.
Those are the ones that are your sustaining sponsors because they've been with you for 14 years, but they're also the ones that people know that they're coming, they're going to come see them, and they're going to ready to do business with those folks, too.
Yeah, well, before we get on the rodeo, I just want to thank our vendor, our sponsors that have stepped up. Mid-America Feed has kicked in that thing to start off with there. For 14 years, they donate a very large sum of money. They donate all the feed to feed the cattle while we're there. Rogers County Bank's been involved with us for the 14 years as a big donor. A guy named Louis Gardner, who has Ash Valley and Ranch, and he also has a company called Utility Cables, and he's been a big donor. For National Livestock Credit's been with us 14 years. Cavender's been a big supporter of ours for even though they don't have a store here now. And so, you know, we've had several that's been with us the full 24 years.
Yeah, well, they've got a Tulsa store that's not too far from Claremore, so it's worth Cavender's time to be there for you.
Oh, right, yeah, and they put a booth there and sell goods and all that. And most of the vendors sell stuff do very well.
Well, it sounds like this is going to be just a really big deal. Looking at just some of the locations for tickets, certainly Ramona, Nowata, South Confieville, Bartlesville, Tallala. That's our drawing area. That's where people can buy the tickets.
Exactly right. And they tickets are went on sale yesterday.
Okay.
And, so they all in places will have tickets. Once I leave here, I've got to make a stop at Union Bank and give them their tickets. So.
Okay.
We'll have tickets all over the country.
Well, let's go ahead and mention those. Union State Bank here in Bartlesville.
Yes, sir.
South Confieville, Welch State Bank, and also Nowata's Reed Veterinary Clinic. Ramona, American Bank of Oklahoma. That's just really easy to find off of 75. Claremore Expo Center, you would expect them to have the tickets. It's their event. And like you said, Mid-America Farm and Ranch in Tallala. So those are places people can get tickets for the event in advance and probably save a little bit of money buying in advance.
Exactly. Well, you don't save any money, but you don't have to fight the crowd.
That's there you go.
That's a thing everybody doesn't like to do. Of course, the rodeo starts at 7. They're going to show up at 5 to 7. All of them went in at one time.
You think?
Yeah. And so the Expo Center is just a great place. I mean, they are so accommodating, and they give us the run of the place. And so we work very closely with them. So, but AQHA sponsors this thing with a big deal for the top horse, and then we have our top hand that we pick after the rodeo, and the top hand gets a big chunk of money to buy a new saddle with.
Great.
Yeah, $2,800 or $2,900, and they get a saddle. So, and the top team that wins that thing takes home a lot of money. So
yeah.
We got a lot of people that like to be in our rodeo.
And certainly everybody likes a lot of money, but bragging rights for about a year or so, too.
Yeah, exactly right. And they get to go out to the WRCA. They mm-hmm. automatically get an invite to that. So
okay.
we've had a good participation every year we've been there.
You sure have. And looking forward to year number 14, certainly no exception. Tickets for Friday or Saturday, $10. Buy tickets for both days. You're going to enjoy yourself. We're talking with Lester about the Green Country Classic Ranch Rodeo, and we will continue in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Talking about the Green Country Classic Ranch Rodeo coming up a week from this weekend, the 26th and 27th, Friday and Saturday. Lester, one thing, the times are not the same for Friday or Saturday, so let's make sure the people arrive on time for each of the events. Right,
on Saturday, Friday night, we'll start at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Because we don't have a lot going on after, but at Saturday night, we start at 6, because after the rodeo, we do our awards program, and by starting an hour earlier, we get everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to stay so late. So
okay.
we try to separate them two times. And this year, we got 20 teams. We had as many as 18, but we can still run them through there in about 2.5 hours.
So. Oh, yeah. I'm sure the people that you've got running the events for you, that they're professional rodeo management, and they're going to make sure everything runs right.
Right, and we've been doing this long enough now. It's kind of like, you know, watching paint grow. It doesn't take very long to go through it.
That's for sure. Let's talk about the junior events, because I think the youngsters deserve their own spotlight on this thing.
Well, the Junior Ranch Rodeo, I don't know how long they've been doing the Junior Ranch Rodeo, but they've been coming to our rodeo now probably 5 years something. Okay. But that is such a wonderful event for all these young kids. And, I mean, they go down to 3-year-olds up to, I think 18 is where the cutoff is, and they split them in ages. But, you know, the thing we like about the Junior Ranch Rodeo is the participation of all the kids and the parents, and there's a lot of grandparents there. Mm-hmm. So they're bragging on them kids like, you know, it's no tomorrow. So,
yeah.
But they have a pretty sizable crowd, and that's one of their fundraisers, too, to buy prizes and put rodeos on and stuff. And so, they get to use our arena and everything, and they pay us a little bit from the money they collect at the door, but they sell chances on spurs and stuff. So
sure.
It's all about a fundraiser in that whole rodeo.
Well, I can believe that. Now, the skills that the youngsters are going to be showing off, they're the same skills that the adult participants are going to be doing?
Pretty much so. The older kids, like 16 through 18, kind of about the same deal. We don't have the bronc riding in that.
Think so, yeah.
But the little kids, they have a goat tied up, and they go get it and tie it up or jerk mm-hmm. a tag off its tail. Really, it's fun to watch them little kids. And
sure.
then as they move along, the events get a little tougher, mm-hmm. you know. And I don't know what age group they start roping at, probably 10 or 11 or so.
I would think that's about right. Yeah.
And that's where they do the roping and just jerk the ribbon off the tail instead of. But the older kids, when they get up there, they compete just about like. And some of those older kids are in our ranch rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of makes it neat to see them 17, 18-year-olds being a JRA, but then get to compete with it. And we have a lot of ladies that are in our ranch mm-hmm. rodeo. We're getting more all the time, and
yeah.
that's pretty exciting because the men have to hook it up to stay up with them. So.
There you go. Everybody gets better when the competition is out there. You
that's
know?
Exactly yeah. right, and it's we have a very clean, free road. No smoking, no drinking, no nothing, just. We want our cowboys to be a mentor for all them kids in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
And riding around with a can of you-know-what in your hand and smoking a cigarette is not a good example. So
no.
we don't allow that. And it'll get you disqualified if you get caught. So we're pretty strong on that.
Well, it makes sense that you would be because, like you said, part of what you're asking is, I mean, yes, the event is the Ranch Rodeo, but you're using the Ranch Rodeo for some character building and that sort of thing too.
That's right. And the cowboys all have, the kids have access to them. They, you know, they mix with the kids and do, I mean, it's a great event, family event is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're excited to have the support from the radio station and helping us out, especially you, Charlie. You do such a great job.
Well, thank you very much. We want to support the event. It's run by local people, you know, in our area, participants frequently. They're the ranches, like you say, are Washington, Osage, Nowata County ranches that are well participants on this, and people would recognize every ranch if you started naming them down the list. But it's important that we be out there and see what these folks can do and pat them on the back, whether they come in first or second or third or 17th.
Well, you know, we got one ranch, the only ranch that's been in all 14 of our rodeos. And it's a ranch called Barron and Highsmith, which is right on the Rogers, Washington County line. But they've been in our rodeo 14 years. Only out of all the years, they're the only one that's been in every rodeo.
Wow.
You know,
that's... That says something about their dedication, doesn't it?
Yeah. Buford's was in it, but the older team dropped out this year just because they had so much going on, but they had been in it 13 years. But so we've got some long, and we got a lot of teams that's been in it 8 or 10 years and stuff. So
yeah. Well, last weekend in April, it's a busy time of year for these folks that are, you know, doing what they do on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, we tried. The reason we moved ours last of April, most of generally we're all done burning. Mm-hmm. We've got our cattle processed, and the cowboys are, families are looking for something to do that's fun, so they can come to Claremore, and there's a lot to see in Claremore also.
Sure.
So they come over there and have a good time and go home.
Plenty of good stuff to eat while you're there. I want to at least mention you can spend the day and find some good food while you're there, too.
Exactly, and they got that great Will Rogers Museum over there.
It's, yeah.
A lot of people call us about Will Rogers and the Gun Museum, which we all know is pretty famous in Oklahoma.
Yes, so. It is. Yeah, yeah. If you haven't been recently, they keep it up, and I know they've added a few things to the collection over the past couple of years. So it's worth a return visit.
Yeah. And like I said, Hannah Bodie's been doing our program for 14 years. So, you know, and we're, most of us are family, so for families to work together 14 years, that's probably got to goes in the, should go in the book of Guinness's.
I can say that's got to be a record somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Again, it's coming up the 26th and 27th. Friday the 26th, the rodeo starts at 7. The 27th, it starts at 6. So just reverse those two numbers, 7 on the 26th and 6 on the 27th. $10 tickets at locations we talked about, American Bank of Oklahoma and Ramona, Claremore Expo Center, Mid-America Farm and Ranch in Tallulah, Reed Veterinary Clinic in Nowata, Welch State Bank in South Coffeyville, and here in Bartlesville, Union State Bank. The trade show, that's free admission for that one, right?
Yes, sir, it is. It's free, and the ranch horse competition is free, too. So if you come over Saturday morning, you'll enjoy that ranch horse competition, and it's really a fun event.
Yeah. What's your favorite event when you're out there watching it? Because you get to play spectator at least for 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, I run the gate. It's on the east side, but probably mine is probably the wild cow milking because it's such a crowd pleaser. And,
it is.
You know, and I love watching them cowboys get run over. And, you know, separates the men from the boys.
Yeah, well, yeah. But it's either way, it's a fun event, yeah. And I think they're out there having fun. Yeah, it's work too, but they're having fun with it.
And we'll have a Heritage Award winner again this year. We don't tell anybody what it is till the night of the rodeo, but so we're excited about that. We've picked a guy that really deserves to be honored. So we're excited about that.
Okay, that means you got to be there and see who gets the award.
That's right. Exactly right.
So. Lester, thank you so much for your time this morning. I hope you got a record turnout, the best ever for you. 14th annual, it is the Green Country Classic Ranch Rodeo going on the 26th and 27th. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. State Attorney General Mike Hunter's office is...